Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 6th. First, our winter road report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highway 21 is closed in both directions between Kincardine and Amberley. Visibility is poor in that area. It's listed as fair on the Bruce Peninsula and in southern Bruce County. Roads are partly snow-packed with some slippery sections. A snow squall warning continues for most of Grey Bruce. Hanover police say human remains have been found at a construction site. They say they were called to the site on Tuesday morning. Officers secured the scene and through consultation with the coroner's office and a forensic anthropologist, they determined the remains are that of a 12 to 18-month-old child that had been buried there about 100 years ago. Police say since the finding does not involve criminality, the Registrar of Ontario's Funeral, Burial and Cremation Services has invoked its mandate and assumed control of the site, ordering a halt to the construction project pending archaeological work and to exhume all of the remains so they may be buried in a local cemetery. Bruce Power is providing a financial boost towards affordable housing in Bruce County. Executive Vice President James Skoniak told County Council housing is a continuing concern for many communities.
You can count on a $1 million commitment for that. So we're very excited about that. We're proud to play a part in that. And I also want to thank the county for all your leadership on this front.
Skoniak says the nuclear operator is committed to helping make housing easier to attain, starting with their seed fund that was initiated this past spring. This year, they're allocating $400,000 to counties, municipalities, and other projects that applied for the municipal seed funding. That's in addition to the $1 million donation. The flags at Owen Sound City Hall are lowered to half-mast to mark the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. It was 35 years ago today when 14 women were killed and 13 others injured at L'École Polytechnique in Montreal. A vigil is set to be held at the Owen Sound Farmers Market at 5 this evening. The local unemployment rate decreased in November, the Four-County Labour Market Planning Board says in its monthly report for the Stratford-Bruce Peninsula Economic Region, that includes Grey Bruce. It decreased by 0.6 percentage points to 3.2%. They say it remains the second lowest in the province. Meanwhile, the provincial unemployment rate decreased by 0.4 percentage points to 6.8%. The second annual 560 CFOS Community Food Drive is going on today in Owen Sound. A live broadcast from Zayers will be on the air until 6 this evening, and volunteers from Bayshore Broadcasting's radio stations and the Salvation Army Owen Sound will be collecting donations of non-perishable food items. They're also at several other grocery stores in the city, all in support of the Salvation Army Food Bank. In sports, a road game tonight for the Owen Sound Attack. They travel to the Sleeman Centre to face the Guelph Storm. It's the third meeting of the season between the two Midwest teams. You can hear the Attack take on the Storm live on Kiev Owen Sound Terry's Trailer Service Bear Radio, beginning with the Lumberjack Log Structures pregame show at 6:30. More Attack news. Goaltender Matthew Kaprowski, defenseman David Petkowski, and forward Harry Nancy have been named to the Western Conference team for the Connor McDavid OHL Top Prospects game next month. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Hanover Barons host the Kincardine Bulldogs at 8 tonight. The Durham Thundercats visit Seaforth in senior hockey. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs go for their fourth straight win. They host the Washington Capitals tonight. And in the PWHL, Montreal takes on Ottawa. You can find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, a snow squall warning continues for northern Grey County and all of Bruce County. Windy with a low of minus 4, the wind chill minus 10 tonight. Periods of snow Saturday, breezy, a high of plus 1. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.